traded his stone for the lowest of lows.
FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Josiah Queen. His Christmas song, Lowest of Lows. Hi, good morning, Liam and Fred with you. Happy Winning Wednesday, 7:03.
Very exciting news as Wren Collective is officially coming to Lancaster Bible College on April 12th. You get to experience an evening of joy and worship with songs like My Lighthouse and Build Your Kingdom Here. Pre-sale begins today at 10 a.m. using the code LIVE. Get your tickets now at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
And our very special guest, our friend Major Thomas Heinzman here from the Salvation Army. Major Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
It's always great to have you here. Anybody you'd like to say hi to this morning?
Oh, sure. I'd like to say hi to my staff and all of our donors. We're grateful for all the help that we get this time of year, especially.
I know you guys meet the needs of so many people all year long, but you're sort of synonymous with Coats for Kids. You guys are handing out so many coats. Is it true that the need is doubled over last year?
It really has. With the families coming in for assistance for Christmas, the need has doubled over last year. And I think a lot of that has to do with the SNAP issues and people right. being uncertain as to what's going to be available for them.
Yeah. How many coats will you give out this year?
So we're already almost at 2,000 coats.
Wow.
And throughout this week, we're giving out all the toys and the food for the families. And many are saying, can we get a coat? So, of course, next week we start giving coats out again. And it's just going to be amazing to see how many families we can give coats to.
So when do you give the coats out? Like, how's it work each day?
We start in October and we go through April. And yeah, we try to keep about 3,000 coats on hand at any given day. And so as we give the coats out, we go and buy more. So we're doing our fundraiser right now to help us keep buying those coats because the need is great.
Yeah, that's amazing. So yesterday you had a full day of giving out coats. Today you'll do that again.
Yeah, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week, we're actually giving out toys and food to the families, and then we paused for the coats for today because we're giving all these toys.
But
we're giving out coats straight through all the way through April again.
So how's it work? What's it look like? Somebody comes, they sign up for a time. A family comes. What happens when they arrive at the Salvation Army?
When they arrive at the Salvation Army, they're greeted by our volunteers and our staff, and then we walk them through the toy shop. We give them a gift card for either for Giant or for Aldi's, and then for food. And then they walk through the toy shop and they pick out children's toys for the age appropriate gifts. And then we provide them with Hershey bears, teddy bears, and all
so from the teddy bear toss. That's where where the bears go.
That's
to you?
Where many of them go. We got probably about 20,000. And I said, let's make sure we get these out of here because in February we'll get another 20,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and then I've always wondered where they go, and now I
agencies
do.
Like ours. Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So they walk through there, they get some teddy bears, they get the stuffed animals, they get the gift cards.
We give them stocking stuffers. Yeah, we give them a lot of things for their families. And the great thing is we give it to them in a way that they can take it home, wrap it up themselves. The kids don't have to know it's from the Salvation Army. We want this to be gifts from the parents to the children. That's what's important to us, so that the kids still understand that, you know, mom and dad love us and this is from them.
Yeah. You were saying what hard times it is. And I know that you guys meet the needs of a lot of folks who are living on the streets, who are homeless. And there are some homeless people that just refuse to come in. But I know you have one gentleman that is actually volunteering for you, even though he has nowhere to live.
Yeah, he's an amazing gentleman. And he's been helping us out this whole Christmas season. For whatever reasons that he has, he just won't go into a shelter. And every morning I check on him and ask him if he's staying warm. He tells me he's staying warm enough. I'm not sure what that means, but I know how cold it is and how difficult that is. But until they're ready to receive that kind of help, we can't give that help. But he's faithful. Every morning he shows up at 7:30 in the morning and helps us throughout the day. And then at night he goes back out into the woods and sleeps.
So, bless him. Yeah. It's hard not to be inspired by that. How can our listeners be a part of volunteering with you or donating to the great work that you're doing?
Sure. If they want to volunteer, they can just call us at the Salvation Army Lancaster. Or if they want to donate, they can go onto our website. They can go onto pa.salvationarmy.org, or they can go onto our Facebook page, which is the Salvation Army Lancaster Corps, and they can donate that way.
And what is the phone number in case somebody does want to call to help out?
The phone number is 717-397-7565.
Do you have a need today for volunteers?
For today, we have enough volunteers.
Okay.
But we always have need for volunteers if they just call ahead of time so that we can organize the groups and so that we don't overextend ourselves.
Yeah, here's an opportunity for you to volunteer to help out, to make a donation. Absolutely. As well. And you're accepting cash donations, not just coat donations, right?
Right. And if somebody wants to give coat donations, they do have to be brand new coats.
Okay.
We want to make sure we give the children always brand new coats. But we do take cash donations, and WGAL is helping us with that this week.
Which is amazing. We're so thankful that we can also partner with them. Absolutely. And that our whole community can come together to meet these needs. Go to the Facebook page, Salvation Army Lancaster Corps, probably the easiest place for you to go to connect mm-hmm. with Major Tom and his team. Here's an opportunity for you to pray, to give, to volunteer, and be a part of meeting the needs of people who are really hurting in our area today. Check it out. We'll talk more with Major Tom coming up as well. More opportunities for you to win also, so don't miss that. Reliant K, John Reddick, more Christmas music on the way.